Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around, make your life brand new. Praise God. Amen. We have this powerful message. We've been started on this brand new year of 2025, talking about it's time to move in a new direction. Praise God. We're going to continue it on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune in today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time to move in a new direction. Stop doing the same old thing. Amen. As we enter into this brand new year, 2025, some people say, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Amen. Move in a new direction. Do a new thing. Go move on. Leave the old stuff behind. And the Lord will change your life, make your life brand new. And this year will be better than the other years in the past. And that's true. Praise God. Amen. Now, in the gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter, the prodigal son, I'm telling you, he got tired of staying at home. He had it made when he was at home. I'm telling you. Amen. Like I was talking last week. Young people, y'all at home, especially if you got a good mom and dad, you're blessed. I'm telling you. Amen. You don't have to worry about, paying your, electric bill, your light bill. Some of y'all ain't got to worry about paying your cell phone bill, because mom and dad take care of it. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. They make groceries. I'm telling you. Praise God. Amen. They make groceries. I'm saying, so the thing I'm saying this, amen. Mom and dad takes care of you. You don't have anything to worry about. That prodigal son, he was at home. Amen. He didn't have anything to worry about. But people get that eager in them and saying, I can't wait till I get grown. I can't wait till I get out there on my own and get away from mom and dad. You got responsibilities, because that stuff ain't going to come free. And being out there on your own, you're going to learn, amen, how to take responsibilities, or else you'll be out there on the street. I'm telling you. So it's time to wake up here. It's time to wake up. Amen. I know, like I said on the last week broadcast, some young people said, amen, when they get ready to go to college, I'll be out there on my own, away from mom and dad. All right, then you'll be out there. But amen, but I'm telling you, amen, you got to learn how to take responsibilities. Because being out there, amen, it may sound good out your mouth, but once you get out there, you'll learn. I'm telling you, you'll learn. Praise God. That's part of growing up, being an adult, take responsibilities. Because if you want to have food to eat, if you want to have a roof over your head and be warm in the wintertime when it's cold outside and be cool in the summertime when it's hot outside, you're going to have to, amen, take care of some bills, pay some bills. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, amen, you got to work to pay some bills too. Amen. I'm telling you. These are facts, praise God. Facts of, amen, of life. I tell you, praise God. And people got to understand, know that. But the prodigal son, he, amen, was caught up in all of this, amen, way. Said, I want to get out there and have a good time. And that's what's on the minds of young people. They want to get out there and have a good time, party all the time. Partying and all, that's not paying the bills. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. You up there partying and doing? That's not paying the light bill, the phone bill. That's not paying the cell phone bill. That's not paying, amen, praise God, the electric bill. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. That, amen, that prodigal son wasted his money. When he wasted his money, amen, he was left out there. Amen. Couldn't pay the bills. So he was out there sad. Amen. Amen. Now I know somebody say, that ain't going to happen to me. Amen. But if that's not going to happen to you, how, what you going to do? Amen. What you going to do? Amen. Because you sure ain't going to get that stuff for free. I'm telling you, praise God. It's time to wake up. It's time to move in a new direction. Now, the prodigal son was so low that, amen, he got hired, and the man took and gave him a job with the pigs.
The 16th verse, and he would fain have fed his belly with the shucks that the swine did eat, and no man gave them to him.
Amen. Now, the thing go like this. Amen. How many young people get so hungry? You get so hungry. Amen. Get so hungry. Even oodles of noodles feel taste good to you. I'm telling you, oodles of noodles taste good to you because you're so hungry. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. That prodigal son got so hungry. Amen. So hungry out there. Even that he want to eat the husk from the swine. Amen. That was really low. I'm telling you, that's really low. Amen. That's really low. Praise God. Amen. What is that, Mr.
And when he came to himself.
It's time to wake up, people. In this brand new year of 2025, young people, it's time to wake up. Amen. Stop, amen, trying to think life is a fairy tale. Amen. People live too much in a fairy tale. Amen. This is not a fairy tale like, amen, amen, Cinderella or, amen, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. This is not a fairy tale. This is real life, people. This is real life here. Amen. What is that?
How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?
Amen. He thought about at home. Amen. He thought about where he left. He said even his servants got smooth. Amen. Eating better than what he eat. Praise God. I mean, I'm telling you, the devil wants to destroy you. I'm telling you, he wants to destroy you. Amen. But I try to warn you. The life out there in the streets may look good, but it's not good for you. It's better for you to get around them things and not be a victim of these things. Some people say, well, I want a boyfriend. I want a girlfriend and all that. You get this boyfriend. The boyfriend don't care about you. Amen. I'm telling you, the girlfriend don't care about you and all that. You worried about that. The girl worried about the boy because the boy won't act right. And the girl will worry about the boy, and the boy worry about the girl if the girl playing on him and all that. You got girl trouble, boy trouble, all that stuff. All that stuff is other world. Amen. But Jesus come to deliver you and set you free and give you peace and give you love and cause your life to be put back together. Well, the devil wants to destroy, but God wants to fix you up and clean you up. Praise God. What did the prodigal son say?
He said, I will rise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee.
Amen. Now, he wanted to go in a new direction. He said, I'm going back home. Amen. And I'm going to tell Father, amen, I'm sorry. I repent. I'm tired. Amen. Of getting out there.
And am no more worthy to be called thy son. Amen. Make me as one of thy high servants.
Amen. Now, he was humble. Amen. He was humble. He wanted to, amen, go back, amen, and get things right. It's time to go back and get things right. It's time to clean up your life. It's time to turn from sin and say, Lord, I want you to save me. Lord, I want you to deliver me. Lord, I want you to set me free. Lord, I want you to change my life. Lord, turn my life around. And the Lord will do that. He'll deliver you.
Amen.
And set you free. Amen. Young people, I'm telling you, amen, you may have made a mistake, praise God, but the Lord will clean your life up and fix it so you don't have to keep on making that mistake. The Lord will give you amen, those of you that want a husband, the Lord will give you a husband that will treat you right, won't be smacking you in the face, but treat you right, amen. And I'm telling you, you boys out there, the Lord will give you a girl, a wife, that will help you and won't be throwing pots and pans and fighting, slamming doors like cats and dogs. You won't be doing that. But the Lord will give you a wonderful marriage. The Lord will do that. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, that prodigal son went back home. Yes, he did. He went back home. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Amen. We're going to pick up another broadcast. But it's time to move to a new direction. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Praise God. Lord, look on people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, well, amen, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know it's time to move in a new direction. Lord, deliver them and set them free from the lust of the flesh. Lord, from robbing, from stealing, shoplifting. Lord, deliver them and set them free from drugs. Lord, from cursing and lying. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Make them productive men and women in society. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for your deliverance. Here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, my mind is gone. Dead or evil mind I had, my mind is gone. Jesus gave me a brand new mind. That what that prodigal song was saying, and what Elder Holmes encouraged us to have a brand new mind to go into a better direction. We thank the Lord for you. We praise those behind prison bars. As I often say, Ella Holmes and I really care about you. We want you to have the best in Jesus Christ. And Jesus loves you, and he's always there for you. Those in the free will, for your prayers, support of our ministry, continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And the Lord has a plan for you that you can be free and you can grow in the Lord. And the Lord can satisfy you. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You just give God a chance. He can fix whatever going on in your life and put you on a new direction. May God bless you.
He sure will change your life and put you in a new direction. Amen. Writers, tell us about, amen, what the Lord is doing in your life and how the Lord, this ministry is a blessing to you. Praise God. Amen. Prisoners, you can write us. And those in the free world, you can write us. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, for prayer and counseling, amen, you can write us. And get on our website, those in the free world. Amen. Talk to me through our private emails. Praise God. And I'll be glad to respond back to you. Praise God. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.